Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" And here ends the gospel lesson, and may we be blessed in the hearing of this news. The sermon this morning is going to take a little bit of a different format. Barry and I are going to do this sermon in dialogue form. You've really been hearing the sermon since the beginning of the service. "Just as I am." God expects us to come. God welcomes us. God needs us to come just as we are in this very moment. And God will never turn us away. And the hymn, "Take Time to Be Holy." Pray, pray, and pray. It doesn't mean sitting in a little room with the Bible all day or meditating, but every thought, every action, every deed that we do must be a prayer. Just as the widow prayed constantly, God will answer our prayers. But we also have to know and understand exactly what we're praying for, because prayer can and will change us if we let God in. So Barry and I are going to use the Lord's Prayer as a dialogue. Barry will be the everyday person praying the Lord's Prayer, and I will be God. What can I say?
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes?
Did I hear a voice? Let me start again. Our Father.
You did hear a voice. You're the one who called me.
You know, if it's not one interruption, it's another. Our Father.
Yes? You keep calling, and I'm trying to answer you.
Oh, my God.
You sound surprised.
I didn't expect you to be actually paying attention this time.
But when you pray, don't you expect that I'm listening?
Yes, but I don't expect that you're actually going to answer me.
Well, now that we're talking, what would you like to say?
I was trying to pray in the way your son taught us.
Well, good. Let's start there.
Our Father.
What a lovely way to start a prayer. Father is one name for me. I know it's hard for human beings to find the perfect word and the perfect name. There really isn't a perfect word or name. I'm far beyond any words or names you could call me. But I am close, so close that I live within each of you and within all of you together. But sometimes you pray to me as if you don't think I'm interested, or you pray in case all those things you hear about me are true. How about just for the next few minutes, you try on the fact that I love you just as you are, and I always will.
I do believe that you love and care about us.
I'm glad you said us, because I love and care about everything and everyone, every human being. So let's start this again.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does hallowed mean?
You don't know what you are saying when you pray? Hallowed means may God's name be holy. May God's name be respected. It really is such a pity that Christians and Muslims and Jews and so many others use my name, God's name, to hurt and oppress each other and to cause great evil in the world and in their families. Remember what I said before, I'm the God of all people.
I'm sorry, your name should be holy and respected and not used as a cover for our own failings. Hallowed always be your name. Your kingdom come?
When you pray that my kingdom come, what are you praying for?
I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, but what I want is that people just get along. All the wars and anger and fighting and violence would stop. I want not to be afraid for myself, my family, and everything else I'm afraid for.
Indeed. When people love each other, as they love me and love themselves, forgive others and forgive themselves, and allow me into their lives, then my kingdom will come.
We badly need your kingdom to come. Look at the trouble in the Middle East, in our country, your creation, the problem in our schools, families, even our own state and city. It seems nobody trusts anybody anymore, not even the church.
Yes, my kingdom has partly come, but not fully come. I've done my part, and you all have what you need to help make my kingdom come, but you choose not to use what I've given you.
Your kingdom come, your will be done?
Precisely. So what is my will?
It would be a lot easier if you just told me. It makes me angry that we can't ever get anywhere fixing things down here. It makes me angry when people die tragically, a child dies, people lose their jobs or kill each other, and talk about it being your will.
It makes me angry, too. It is not my will that people suffer or do these things to each other. People talk about me like I am some monster trying to test you and make your life miserable. I want only what is life-giving for all of you. I don't inflict evil on you. I am so eager for you to let me deep down into your hearts and transform them so that my kingdom of peace and justice will come. And my kingdom is far beyond anything you can dream of.
Well, what exactly do we mean when we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
Really, it's pretty much the same as the previous prayer. It is a prayer for love and forgiveness to take over your hearts so that it will take over the whole earth. How much longer must I wait before my will is done in the Middle East, the United States, your families, your schools, your churches, your cities, in creation, and in your everyday lives?
Well, why isn't your kingdom coming and your will being done? We go to church. We're nice people.
Because you are only partly obeying my will. Like my people that came before you, you are stubborn and have not converted your way to my way. You must open your mind, soften your hearts to my way and my will. Not just part of the way, but all of the way. It's not easy, and I am very demanding on this part. I want all of you.
How do we open our minds and hearts to your will?
By becoming as innocent and trusting as children. By letting go of being so anxious and afraid. By becoming a joyful people. You can't celebrate my love and be afraid at the same time. Where do you learn about my way?
In the Bible, in worship, through other people, experiences, through our traditions and in new ways of doing things, through creation and through silence. But we aren't so good at the silence and listening part.
Yes. Y'all need to learn to listen in all these ways and many more so that you become more like me. My ways are not the ways of the world. And when you listen, when you pray, my kingdom will come.
Okay, so I'll agree. We need to do that. But I'll tell you, it's not easy. But we have to continue to try to know your way and your will. Give us this day our daily bread.
Well, judging by the way many of you look, you seem to get more than enough bread.
Hey, wait a minute here. I'm not that far overweight. I'm just doing my... It wasn't in the script. I'm just doing my religious duty and praying, and now you are getting personal. I'm just praying the way Jesus taught us to pray.
Yes, I know. You are praying that you will have enough to eat and enough of everything else. You are praying that you will be able to take care of the family I've given you, and that you have a roof over your head.
Well, if it means a roof over our head, we certainly need to pray for our daily bread when we consider all the people in the world who don't have food, water, and shelter, those who are sick, those who are alone, and those who are horribly poor. Give us all this day our daily bread.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm not so sure I want to.
Why not?
Because I'm scared to.
Scared of what?
I know what you're going to say if I pray the next part.
Well, try me.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
So what about your brother-in-law, Bob?
See, I knew it. I knew you'd bring that up. I'm still waiting for him to apologize and return the money that he cheated me out of. Really, I'm hoping this whole life will fall apart for what he did to me and my family.
So what's the point in praying if you don't mean it?
Well, sometimes that's the most difficult part of prayer.
It really must be hard to carry around that load of bitterness and resentment. If you hold on to it, or even get revenge, you still really won't feel any better. In fact, you'll feel worse. Forgiveness is a long, hard process and takes lots of hard work. But if you forgive and let go, then all the hate and sin and the burden you carry in your heart will be gone. You will have a settled heart. Bob will be free to deal with his own sin. Hey, you might even sleep better.
All right, but I'm looking at the time here. This is taking a whole lot longer than it usually does.
Well, that's because you usually don't devote enough time and energy into your prayer.
You may have noticed that it's a busy world out here.
I know. Just go on.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Well, that's funny. You asking me not to lead you into temptation? When did you ever need me or anyone else to take you by the hand and lead you into temptation? If you take the extra drinks, you bring the temptation on yourself. If you decide to lie or cheat to get ahead, you bring the temptation on yourself. If you surf the web to sites you shouldn't go to, is it me leading you into temptation?
Okay, stop. That's enough. I got that part.
And deliver us from evil. I'm not a self-service God, a sort of escape hatch.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Sure you do. You've done it lots of times. You get caught up in a bad situation and then come running to me. Lord, help me out of this, and I promise to give more to the church, or I promise to pray every day, or I'll never, ever, ever, ever do this again. Do you remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, I do, and sorry about that. I thought if I just prayed the prayers and lived a decent life and was a good citizen, that'd be enough for you.
Prayer is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed.
So when I pray, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
When you pray that, trust me. Look at yourself before you look at others. Learn to forgive and really love. When you seek and work for justice for all, you are delivering the world from evil and making more room for my kingdom to fully come.
Well, this prayer this morning certainly turned into something different this time. This was quite a conversation with you.
Yes, it was. And I'm glad we had this conversation. Now let's finish together.
Amen.
Okay. Well, that's a prayer should do every time. Every time we say a prayer, this time it should change us. This time the word should always change us. So let's pray together one more time the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,